Hey there, visionary leaders and ambitious entrepreneurs. I am thrilled to welcome you to the Rhonda Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Rhonda Arnott, and over the past 25 plus years, I have navigated the intricate landscapes of the corporate world, mastering the art of sales and leadership. But what truly sets me apart is my extraordinary gift of intuition. In the Rhonda Effect, we'll be diving deep into the realms of intuition, spirituality, personal growth, offering insightful guidance and practical strategies tailored specifically for executives and entrepreneurs like yourself. I am a huge believer that we all have big dreams placed within us, and it is never too late to go after them. So if you're ready to ignite your journey, then do us both a favor. Hit that subscribe button and join me on this adventure with the Rhonda Effect, intuitive guidance for executives and entrepreneurs. Welcome to podcast number one. I'm your host, Rhonda Arnott of The Rhonda Effect, intuitive guidance for executives and entrepreneurs. I am so excited, very nervous, but very excited to bring you my very first podcast episode. I've known that this was going to be launched and I needed to record a podcast episode. And I got in my own head. Honestly, I did. I didn't know what to say. I wanted to be inspirational, motivational, you know, I just wanted to be everything. And then I realized I just need to go with it. Spirit is always with me. Spirit is guiding me. So let's just do this. Let's just create my very first podcast on the fly. Well, it's not really on the fly because this morning I had a download. I like to call them downloads, but what it is actually as I'm meditating, Holy Spirit drops things into my heart and into my mind. And today was what I felt very profound. Today, I created my very first affirmation. Now, I have never done that in my entire life. I've listened to affirmations, I've read them, I've sang them, but I've never had Holy Spirit give me an affirmation. So then it dawned on me. This is your very first podcast episode. This is what it's all about. So here I go. What is the affirmation? I am my greatest purpose. Like that dropped in me like a brick. I am my greatest purpose. And honestly, what I realized is that my greatest purpose isn't about money I make in my corporate job. It's not about the things that I do, like my external achievements. It's not about societal expectations. What my greatest purpose is about my worth, my self-worth, and my essence as being a human being. This affirmation actually called me to look within and connect to my deepest truth and desires. And even bigger, dropping into those big dreams that I have. Now that's going to be another podcast episode because I am all about dreaming big and how to achieve it. I come from the corporate world with a mix of entrepreneurial spirit. I've had my own business, brick and mortar. I am online as an entrepreneur, and I'm also in the corporate world. Now, I've let go of my brick and mortar store, but I am still in the entrepreneur and the corporate world as an executive. But when this dropped into my heart this morning, I am my greatest purpose. It made me really, really stop and think what it requires of me to live my greatest purpose. Another download. It was to live authentically. Now, I know we've heard about, you know, be your authentic self and live authentically. We hear this all the time. But what it really means is to be true to ourselves and honor our values, passions, and dreams. Okay? Listen, once again, dreams have been dropped in us for a purpose. Whether it be, you know, on the spot or a large purpose or a large dream. They've been given to us, and it's our job to fulfill those dreams. Let's get back to this, though. I am my greatest purpose. When we align our actions with our authentic selves, you know, we tap into this well, this deep well of inner wisdom and guidance, and that's what propels us forward. That's what I call intuition. Now, I'm an intuitive master, and I exercise this muscle every single day. We're talking, you know, from the time I wake up in the morning to the time I go to sleep, I'm always exercising my intuition. And that has guided me in so many amazing places, adventures, and meeting so many incredible people in both my executive role and my entrepreneurial role. But really, you know what? Authenticity is what empowers us to show up fully in the world. That's what gives us the confidence and clarity. And it is such an incredible journey when you really tap into that authenticity. So I am my greatest purpose. I started thinking even greater on this throughout the day. And then I realized, you know what? It doesn't only benefit me as an individual, but I am my greatest purpose also enables us to make a positive impact in the world. And I don't know about you, but I know this world needs a lot of positive impact. There's so many things that are happening in this world right now that is heartbreaking, that we need to shine our light bright. And when we recognize and honor our own worth and our potential, we naturally extend the same to others. This is where we become catalysts for change, advocates for justice, beacons of hope in the world. And we need that in this world. So how often do you seek opportunities to serve others and be your authentic self? I am my greatest purpose. I want you to think about that. What comes up for you when you hear that? I am my greatest purpose. How does that resonate with you? Consider how you can embody this affirmation into your daily life for both your own growth and for others. I'm telling you, when spirit drops something like this in my heart and I speak it out, I know it's for more than just me. I know that to create a positive impact or a ripple, I need to speak what spirit gives me. I am my greatest purpose. So I want to thank you for joining me on my very first podcast episode. There is going to be so much more on each and every episode. We are going to talk about intuition in depth, spirituality. You know, I am a Christian intuitive. Some people call me a psychic. I don't resonate with that word, but I am a Christian intuitive, which means I get my messages from Holy Spirit. We're going to dive into that. We're going to dive into executives in the corporate world, entrepreneurs on the online space. I'm going to have guest speakers. I'm going to share with you what Spirit drops in my heart. And I'm just going to go forward being my authentic self. So remember this affirmation. I am my greatest purpose. So until next time, keep shining your light bright and inspiring others to do so.